Vaughn, when you sat down and talked with Devin, and he obviously has a trust factor with you that he doesn't have with a lot of other people, is he just looking to get away from Chicago, get a new quarterback, or will Mark Trestman be enough to say that's a fresh start?
Okay, first off, I just want to say congratulations on your GoDaddy commercial. You were very good in it. But anyway, with Devin,
yeah, funny guy.
In terms of the fresh start, I do think he's talking more so out of Chicago. You know, a lot of fans asked me after the original story where I put it out there that he wanted a fresh start. They were thinking, hey, yeah, Mark Trestman, new offense equals a fresh start for Devin. But no, I mean, it's still going to be Jay Cutler running this offense, we believe, this coming season. So if that's the case, there's a disconnect between Devin and Jay. And it's been obvious. I mean, we saw it. We saw some of the miscommunication last year. The one that comes to mind is the Green Bay game at home that led to the interception before half. And obviously, you know, Jay took the blame for that. Devin said he ran the right route. So, you know, there's definitely a disconnect when it comes to them on the field. So as far as Devin excelling the way he wants to, yeah, I do think that he needs to go elsewhere, whether that be as a return man, a strictly a return man, whether that be as a return man who plays a little bit of on offense, or even if, you know, he even brought up the possibility of him going back to defense, what he played as a rookie. But whatever the case may be, I do feel that it might be in his best interest and probably in the Bears' best interest, too, to part ways, go different ways, whether that be a release or a trade or whatever, and let Devin Hester, at the age of 30, who wants to play two more years, go somewhere else and see if he can bring back that energy and that fire that he used to have as the most dynamic return man in the league.
Vaughn, you reported that Joe Tikkamilis, the new special teams coordinator, has reached out to Devin, told him how much he admires him, how much he thinks he has left. If he stays with the Bears and just goes back to doing what he did best and being the greatest return man in the NFL, is that enough to get? Because then he'd be off Jay's radar. They don't have to interact really at all. He's just dealing with his own coach, his own deal, and he can go back to focusing just on the returns.
Yeah, and I don't see anything wrong with that. And he didn't see anything wrong with that. I mean, because he even said that. I said, hey, if you stay in Chicago, what do you want to do? He goes, I don't want to play offense. He goes, he put it plenty simple. He said, hey, I don't want to play offense. I don't think I'll fit into the system. And like I said, maybe that's the best thing for both sides if he does stay around. Maybe, you know, Joe DeCamillis did reach out to him, said that he felt that he had a couple good years left in him. He said he definitely doesn't want to be game planning to stop him as a special teams coordinator on the other side. So, yeah, why not? I mean, I do feel that if he stays here, they should try to get the best out of him as a return man. I still think he has it in him. I still think he has that wiggle. Yeah, he's 30 years old, and he's not the young, fresh Devin Hester that we saw that burst into the league and on the scene and did some great things to start his career. But I still think that around the league, he's feared by special teams coordinators who game plan to stop him. He could still mean the world to this team in terms of field position. And I think he just needs to get his mindset back right. Being what happened on offense this year definitely weighed him down, and he thought about it a lot when it came to his returns and on special teams. He told me that. He said, hey, you know what, my mind just wasn't there offensively, and then that carried over on special teams. When I got back to return, I just didn't have that same mindset, that same intensity, that same fire. So if he can regain that, I do think that he can be a positive for the Bears or for another team around the league.
We're talking with Vaughn McClure of the Chicago Tribune. You know, on my way over here, I made a couple calls to people who I trust who know a lot of football, and they said, Jay is a difficult guy to have as a teammate. They said, if you're on defense, whatever, but if you have to play offense with him, if you aren't 100% his guy like Brandon Marshall is, they said, there are a lot of guys around the league who would have no interest in putting on a Bear uniform if they knew he was the quarterback. You think that's an accurate statement?
Well, I mean, I don't want to go into all the details with that, but I do know that Jay is who he is, okay? I mean, he's not a guy that's going to take you under his wing and say, hey, come on, let's, you know, he's not going to be one that's always constantly patting you on the back and saying, hey, man, we need you. He's just not that kind of guy. I think he's more of an in-your-face, hey, you better do it right or else kind of guy. And that rubs people the wrong way. I mean, we saw what happened with Jamarcus Webb on the sideline. I think you're more. You're going to see more of those kind of instances than you're going to see him tying Jamarcus Webb's shoe. Okay, let's just be honest. You know, that's just the kind of guy that Jay is. So, Cap, I really don't know. I'm not in that locker room, so I don't know how many people he might piss off on a daily basis. You know, I know that he doesn't like the media, and that's fine with me. At least he's consistent. He doesn't like everybody. So I don't.
Nobody's singled out?
Yeah. I mean, that's just who he is. I mean, you know, I've tried to talk to Jay. You know, I've talked to Jay on a couple times on a different occasions. You know, I remember last year before training camp, we talked a little bit about his contract. I mean, he was cordial about it and everything, but he's not the kind of guy that wants to shoot the crap with you. He's just not that kind of guy. He wants to, you know, he's, hey, I'm going to go handle my business. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. Okay, and that's cool. As long as you're like that with everybody, that's cool. And I know what you're going to say. Well, he's not like that with Brandon Marshall. Well, Brandon Marshall is a special kind of guy, okay? And I'm going to be on the same page with Brandon Marshall because I know what he brings to the table. I know he's going to catch so many passes. I know he's going to catch 100 balls. I know he's going to give me all these yards, 1,000 yards every year. So I can understand why they have that chemistry. But, you know, with the other guys, hey, you know, it is what it is. You catch a ball, try to catch the ball that comes your way. If they don't come your way, don't pout about it.
Realistically, Vaughn, how much value do you think Devin has outside of the Bears? As a return guy, probably. As a receiver, especially after making the comments that, you know, his mind wasn't there and he wasn't feeling it, did that hurt his value?
You know, yeah, I mean, I can see that. And you know what, Cap talked about that on the show tonight, and I understood totally where Cap was coming from. But at the same time, there are guys out there, there might be a coach out there that says, okay, let's get your mind right. You know what? Let's sit down with you. Let's get this all ironed out. You know, I can understand why that might tick off a lot of people. That might tick off a lot of coaches and say, hey, you know, this guy didn't want to play. We'll forget him. But there are other coaches that say, okay, you know what? I can get something out of this guy. This is a challenge. You know, let's sit down with him. Let's get everything ironed out. Let's get this guy back on track. Let's get him loving football again. And that's the point that Coach Daryl Drake, his receivers coach, kept trying to make over and over again, is that, hey, when Devin is, you know, loving football, enjoying the game, enjoying being out there, he could be very productive. He could be very dangerous, you know. And you know, not everybody's going to be happy out there playing football, okay? Nobody, not everybody's going to get touches that they want and everything like that. Right. But I can understand what Daryl Drake was saying when he said that. Yes. Get him back in that mindset. Get him back in believing that he's one of the dangerous return men around there. Forget about the whole offensive experiment if you have to. Just get him back out there being the Devin Hester that was a guy that could do some great things, give you great field position, and give you 17 kickoff returns for scores like he did in his career so far. And if you can get him back to being that kind of guy, yeah, he can be effective.
But see, Vaughn, and as I said to you earlier today on CTL, when he, and this is a quote, this is what he said. I'm not making any excuses. I know some of the plays I should have made in terms of catching the ball, but I just wasn't feeling it. My mind wasn't there the majority of the time. Now, when somebody gets paid the millions of dollars that he gets paid, at some point, you know where I'm going. If I'm Phil Emery, there's a press release sent out tonight. Devin Hester, we wish him the best. He is no longer a member of this organization.
Yeah, but you have a talk with that guy first. That's in my opinion. You have a talk with that guy, and we don't know what's going on behind you know, in the locker room. We don't know if Jay threw a punch at Devin in the locker room. So, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not saying I'm taking it to the extreme, but I'm just saying we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. We don't know what might have caused that mindset. I do think, you know, you got a new coach here, okay? You sit him down with the guy and you say, hey, where is this kid's head at? Does he want to play? Does he want to play for us? Is he going to be a liability, or is he going to be something that could help us win in the future? So that's what I think the next step has to be is Mark Trestman sitting down with Devin Hester. Joe DeCamillis already reached out to him, already called him and said, hey, we'd like to have you as part of this team. I want to have you as my top return man. So the next step is Mark Trestman and Phil Emery, and to see where this kid's mindset at and go from there.
Thanks, Vaughn. Congratulations on the good stories. We always appreciate the time, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, Brian, Vaughn. Hey, one more thing I want to tell you real quick,
because yes,
I didn't really answer your question, but I do think that a team would be willing to give up a sixth or fifth round draft pick for Devin Hester.
No shot.
Fifth round, baby, yeah.
I think there's a team out there. I mean, I mentioned earlier on the show, I think Jacksonville would be a team that'd be like, hey, why not bring this kid back to Florida and see if he can revive us and put some seats of some fans in the seat with some dynamic returns.
Vaughn, appreciate it. Keep up the great work, buddy.
All right. Take care, guys.
Talk to you soon. That's Vaughn McClure.